Trey Songz, how'd it do, brother?
I'm good, man. I can't complain.
Good.
Nah, man. Life's been good for you so far. It's always interesting, especially when you got a young talent like yourself. You start off so young. Do you ever sit back and say to yourself, damn, man, I've really done it? Or do you feel like you haven't accomplished anything at all and there's still a whole lot you got to do?
I recognize my accomplishments and I'm proud of myself, but I push myself even harder to do better and do more. It's almost like a drug, you know, the success you attain and the goals you reach. Once you grab them, you set new ones and you got to have them. I'm on my fifth album, which is crazy to me. I just remember making my first album. I remember getting my deal like it was yesterday. So to be where I am right now is such a blessing. And before we even kick it off, I just want to thank my fans, because without them, I couldn't be who I am right now and I couldn't do what I love.
And also these Trey Angels, boy, they go hard.
They out here, baby. Shout out to Trey's Angels under the sound of my voice right now. You know, and we actually just launched Trey's Angels, the clothing line. It's exclusively in City Trends right now, so check that out. Cool. It's doing very well. It's actually like, give y'all just a bit of my CEO hat. It's like 10% above projections. We got a soft launch right now, which means it's only like 5 pieces in there, but soon to be a full line with tops, jeans, dresses, all for the ladies, man.
And you're designing the clothes for the ladies?
Yes, I'm very hands-on.
Trey, so you're not going to do anything for the fellas out there? I'm just curious.
Well, at right now, I'm super serving the women.
I ain't mad at that.
And we appreciate it.
I ain't mad at that.
You know,
super serve on, bro.
So much love. I definitely am looking forward to doing getting into fashion point blank and period. It's something that I want to know the business first.
Right.
And you could definitely hit TreySongz.com for some shirts for the fellas right now, though.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Now, you said hands-on with the ladies, the whole nine. You seem like you've matured over the years, of course, your fifth album. But Sex Ain't Better Than Love, when did you figure that out?
I mean, I figure if you find somebody that you can live your life for, I've seen love. I've never felt love that strong. As far as I've thought that I felt love that strong before, you know, and then I get out of it and I write Can't Be Friends. You know what I mean? Situations like that. But I feel like if you find somebody you can live your life for, it makes everything else lesser than love. Not only sex. But for me, it's Sex Ain't Better Than Love, because that's what people associate with me. Invented Sex, Neighbors Know My Name, Love Face, Panty Drop. We could go for days about it. You know, expert on that, letting people know that love is all you really need to live for, and anything else falls lesser as far as I'm concerned.
Trey, did something happen for you to come to that realization?
I've definitely been in love before. Like I said, I never... If I really felt that strongly when I wrote this song, I would be married with a child. But I think when I find that love in that situation, you will see a change in me and in my life.
All right, talking to Mr. Trey Songz, your new album, Chapter 5 coming out. And you having a heart attack now? Like, I know the ladies, the Trey Angels, been calling up asking about that one.
You know, Heart Attack is the new record, and it's just showing a bit of vulnerability, man. You know, when you're in a relationship and you're giving your all and you really got a lot invested into it, it's that point where you looking at the door like, I'm going to walk out it or I'm going to stay here. And either one is going to hurt at that moment, because the relationship ain't all the way figured out. It's painful.
I saw where you said you don't want your music to be classified in a genre. How far away are you from that?
I think I'm a ways away from that. You know, I look at, to give you an example, like Marvin Gaye's career, he started off with records like Ain't That Peculiar and, you know, very Motown original sounding records, which were skewed pop at that time. But if you look at his career path to when he started making After the Dance and, you know, What's Going On to the Vulnerable album, like he got to express himself more as he was validated within the hit records he already had. So I think that's in today's age is even harder to do, because fans are fair weather. Not to say mines are, but it's a lot of content out there for people to be able to grasp, and you have to hold people's attention. And, you know, it's about money, and it's a business as well. So I just got to make the decisions as time goes on.
Oh, I heard that. Well, Trey, I'll tell you one thing that had my attention was this spread in GQ magazine.
Did it have your attention, though?
Oh, it did. Thank you.
You know, GQ, that was a blessing beyond belief, actually. You know, 8 pages is incredible in such an elite magazine for fashion. You know, it's the upper echelon of fashion, the top of the tier. So, you know, when I first came out, got to make it. I braids sagging, oversized clothes, white tees and jeans, you know.
I remember.
For me to be in GQ is definitely a progression in my career. And, you know, we're building a strong relationship, and I look forward to being on the cover sometime soon.
Young Trey, you got a whole lot on your plate, brother. You got a clothing line. You're spreading magazines. You know, you're doing your King of R&B thing. You never get to a point where you feel drained or it's a little too much for Trey Songz today. And I got a break. Or, you know, is it so much fun right now? You got so much that you want to accomplish that you just can't stop.
It's kind of both sometimes. Sometimes people have to ask me to stop working. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I got to tell people I don't feel like working. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing to be able to do what you love. You know, that comes times when I feel like it's not enough time for not only Trey, but I'm still Tremaine Neverson up under all this, and I save a piece of myself for my sanity. But, you know, it's a blessing to be able to share my life with so many people that share theirs with mine. I'm a part of these people's lives, you know what I mean? People wake up and listen to my music. These, you know, little girls got me hanging up on their closet and on their walls. So I look to give as much of myself as I can without driving myself insane.
Will you take another step into acting, or that on the back burner right now as well?
It's something that I enjoy. It's something that I think will happen in time. I do have a leading role coming out next year. Y'all look out for that. But music is my first love. Music is always what I would love to do. You know, and it will come first before anything. And with acting, I feel like I don't, because I'm given the opportunity and scripts come in day after day, I don't want to abuse that opportunity just because I'm a popular R&B singer. I get to pick the movies that I want, and I could go in without doing an audition. I don't want to abuse that. I want to be good at it, and I want to make sure that I treat it with respect.
That's right.
All right, well, we'll be watching and waiting, and I'm going to be holding on to my GQ magazine, and I can't wait to hear Chapter 5, Trey.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Believe that.
Hey, thanks, Trey. Take care, brother.
Thank y'all so much.
All right, bro.